All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just trying to get you in the right frame of mind there. I don't know. Do you think I shocked Ackerman with my Tennessee joke?
Nah.
You're shocking everybody this
morning. Oh, come
morning.
On.
It's a shock.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Tennessee. As a Kentucky fan, you have to have some of those loaded in the chute. And since we whipped them so bad on Saturday, I had to talk about that.
It didn't look like it surprised him too bad.
I'm just kidding.
Coming from
he's
you.
A good guy. He's good natured. He is, isn't he?
He is.
Should let Denise chime in on the whole kid basketball thing.
Your daughter watched three games.
Your daughter
this
played
weekend.
This weekend right?
Yeah, she did.
And she's
I have a seventh grader and a third grader,
right,
a second
right.
grader.
So yeah. She's a little younger.
Yeah.
But anyway, good. All right. Let's get to our guest. We've got him in studio. He's David Zucker. He's the chairman of the St. Charles County Republican Central Committee. David, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you for inviting me down here.
It's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming by. You said to me when you walked in, I want to talk a little bit about the Central Committee because I think most people don't know what the heck we do or who we are. And I agree with you completely because having been involved in local politics, I don't think your average person you run into on the street has any idea who the people are in the trenches who do all the hard work.
Well, I think you're right. The Central Committee in St. Charles County consists of 28 people.
Wow.
14 men, 14 women. From each of the 14 townships in the county. Our purpose is to recruit, support, and help elect Republicans to local office in St. Charles County. And we also help people who are running for office in the state of Missouri and of course, for president and national offices. You know, we're always looking for people who want to help make their community better by running for local office, city council, boards of aldermen, ambulance districts, school districts, and the like. And then there are people who want to help the community but don't want to run for public office, and we invite them to come work with us to support those who are running for office. We have lots of things that they can do, depending on their motivation and their available time, a couple of hours a day, a couple hours a week, couple hours a month, you know, whatever they're willing to devote, we've got something for them to do.
You know, I think probably thinking back to the 2016 election, probably the best rally that I went to was the one Randy Tobler attended. Eric Greitens stopped by. Yeah. It was a big pro-Trump get out the vote rally in 2016. You guys handled that beautifully, and the place was packed.
Yes, it was.
Not everybody could get in the building.
And that's largely because of you guys at 97.1 who gave us some good airtime. We appreciate that. But yes, we had a headquarters in O'Fallon from August until Election Day. We were open 48 hours a week, all staffed by volunteers.
Wow!
And it was great to see the energy that people. Provided. We had people coming in for yard signs and literature and stuff day in and day out, and we had interesting folks saying, have you got a Trump sign?
I'm sure.
We can't talk about it at work because my husband's in the union, but we want a Trump sign. So it was great. It was great. We saw the energy in 2016, and while the national pundits were saying, well, Hillary's got a lock on it, we're thinking, we're seeing an awful lot of grassroots energy here. So, and in Missouri, Trump won by 19 points. So
huge.
So, I think our perception was accurate.
It was going to be huge.
Yeah,
I don't think people maybe appreciate how quickly and rapidly St. Charles County has grown.
Yeah.
Just in the last 10 years. I mean, it's just amazing. And if this whole merger thing makes any ground at all, you're going to be getting a few more residents from St. Louis County who want to move out there.
Yeah, people are coming across the river, that's for sure. And housing is booming, business is booming. Unemployment is about under 2%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a booming place.
Well, can't beat that. I know you guys have as St. Charles County and St. Louis County and a lot of committees hold these Reagan-Lincoln Day dinners. You got one coming up as well.
Yes, we do. March the 8th, Friday, March the 8th, is the St. Charles County Lincoln Day dinner. It's at the Christie Banquet Center in O'Fallon on Veterans Memorial Parkway between Bryan Road and Route K.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 5. We have a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30, and the program begins at 6:30. Our keynote speaker is Governor Mike Parson.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
You get the governor to come.
Yes, it is. The governor's coming. We'll have our state reps. I'm sorry to say Senator Blunt is unable to join us this year. He was a great speaker last year. And I'm hoping we'll get Josh Hawley. But Ann Wagner and Blaine Luchtemeyer, who represent portions of St. Charles County, will be there, along with all of our state reps. We have 10 plus two senators, so it'll be a busy schedule.
It's a big deal, and you know it's a big deal to get the governor out there because I'm sure most of the committees in the state probably host something similar to this, so
yep.
I'm sure he gets a lot of requests. You guys should be very proud.
Yes, well, we're very happy to have Governor Parson. And tickets are $50 until this Friday when the price goes up to $75. So check us out on stcharlesgop.com. You can order online. Information, more details are available on our website and our Facebook page.
That's awesome. That's David Zucker. He is the chairman of the St. Charles County Republican Central Committee. And, of course, we'll have details. It's St. Charles GOP. Is that what you said?
Yes, stcharlesgop.com.
Awesome. Get on there and check it out. And you still got plenty of time to get a ticket. I've been out there a couple years ago. I believe I heard Hawley speak out there for the first time when I attended one of those dinners a long time ago. But it's fun. I wish I could be there on the 8th, but my daughter's got a variety show that night, so I have a good excuse. Sorry about that, or I'd be there. David, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for coming down here and give our best to all the folks in St. Charles County.